Now let us go back to Miller Park, bring in Kerry Crowley, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How's it going?
You made it through a night of the ghosts.
Well, I'm not at the Ghost Hotel, so I don't have to worry about that.
All right, but you still made it through, and anytime you're in Milwaukee, anything can happen, so I'm glad. Hey, Ryder Jones, and I made him the hit of the week. You just heard the call on it. Can he fit in anywhere on this team? Again, he's last year looked overwhelmed. This year, very quietly, is swinging a bat.
Yeah, I like Ryder Jones, and I think that it was interesting that they made the move for Evan Longoria last offseason, because to me, when they have Brandon Belt under contract and you've got Buster Posey, you know, he's eventually going to be going to first base, it kind of blocks Ryder Jones because he's a corner infielder, he's got power, and people forget he's still just 24 years old, so he's developing, and sure, he had a bad 2 months at the end of last season, but he looks a lot more ready. He looks like he's added power to his bat and just looks more comfortable in the clubhouse right now, Marty. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do this offseason if they find a way to get him a bigger role next year, because he might be someone who could help them.
Yeah, I wonder where they could put him, though. That's the problem, because he's at that age where you want him to play. He may be a trade chip. Someone may see something. You know, it's funny because Shaw won for 17 and got another walk last night, a big pinch hitting role for Shaw, really, against Jefferson, and got the walk. But you look at him 1-for-17 and really being overwhelmed at the plate, and you say, okay, give him another year at AAA or 3 months at AAA. You come back, you look like you know what you're doing, and that's sort of what happened with Jones.
Yeah, it is what happened with Jones. And, not everyone progresses through the system like Steven Duggar, where you just take a little bit of time at each level and then you're ready. And Duggar didn't have that time at AAA before this season. And so they sent him there at the beginning of the year and he was ready to go by the middle of the season. But some guys take longer to develop. And Ryder Jones is a high school guy, so he didn't have the benefit of playing in college. He's been in pro ball since the age of 18. And so it's interesting to see how these guys come through the system and how different the paths that they take are, because Chris Shaw was a college guy and he was a first round draft pick, and he is taking a little longer than you'd like, but maybe one more year at AAA does the trick for him.
Well, he's a power hitter, and and power hitters can strike out a lot. But then again, if you strike out too much in the big leagues, you don't get to, hit with your power. So there's really an adjustment. I think it's a major, major adjustment. You get a guy who slaps the ball around, a Kelby Tomlinson type of hitter, comes up to the big leagues, maybe he can figure it out. You get a power hitter, it takes time because they start exposing you right away.
And the scouting reports that they have are so detailed. They watch these at-bats at the big league level much more closely than they are at AA and AAA, where pitchers are trying to work on their own game to get them ready for the big leagues. But when you come up, like Chris Shaw's first at-bat against a left-hander, Marty, was against Josh Hader. And you're not going to find a tougher assignment than that. And so you're seeing the best of the best, and you're seeing that they have to adjust to have success at this level.
What did you think of Avelino last night?
Didn't see enough of Avelino to really form an opinion on him, because two strikeouts at the plate. I don't know if that's indicative of whether he's ready to hit major league pitching or not. Looks fluid defensively, but really only got one put out at shortstop. Yeah. So I'd like to see him a little bit more over the final 19 games of the season, to be honest.
How do you like his warm-up when he comes up to the plate?
Oh, gosh. It's awesome. It's great. Avelino's an entertainer out there. Tremendous warm-up.
Yoga. It looked like a yoga pose, something like that. Yeah, for anyone who is beyond the age of about 30, you try to do that and you'll never get up. But this kid could actually make it happen. Bumgarner today has had great numbers against the Brewers. The Brewers are a team that are very hot right now. But you got to feel better with the Bumgarner going. Maybe the Giants can get a win on this trip.
Well, that's his role. Bumgarner is the ace. He's the stopper. This is the type of game that he's expected to win. And I know that a lot of fans have given up on the season, and now that the Giants will make the playoffs, all the focus is on 2019. But you still have to give as good of a shot as you can to win the games that you've got your ace going. And so I think that they are trying to get Madison Bumgarner another victory today. And I think it would mean a lot for this club to at least get one on the road after such a miserable trip.
He's pitched well in Miller Park, so let's see if that means anything. Anyone trying to go down the slide, Bernie Brewer's slide there? Anyone? Someone said Henry Schulman was going to try to do it. Is that true?
Yeah, I think he and Kipe were headed out there this morning to try to sneak on. So.
Right.
Not quite sure if they made it.
Well, if there's Kringles at the end, Henry, you could probably go for that. You know, it needs an incentive to do it. Bochy last night got a little bit of second guessing by leaving Belt in the on-deck circle and let Pence hit against a pretty tough right-hander who struck him out and ended the big chance to get back in the game or even take the lead. But he answered and said, look, Pence has gotten hits before. I mean, it's Bochy with veterans. I think he just was not afraid but didn't want to embarrass Pence.
Yeah, and another element to that, I think that he has watched his team go down looking so many times over the last week. Hunter Pence isn't going to go down looking. And so in that situation, Bochy wanted someone who was going to swing the bat, and I think that that's why he stuck with Hunter Pence. And right or wrong, I think that that was the mentality there.
Yeah, and, you know, Pence is obviously, you know, on his way out. And, look, Belt is no picnic either. You know, I'll tell you something, Kerry. I'm going to let you go here in a second. But I watch the umpires. I watch the calls. I watch the Giants take so many third strikes. And as Bochy says, not really punish the baseball. I think you have to learn how to expand the zone. I think everyone is so nuts about the strike zone and getting it perfect and getting a perfect pitch to hit. I think you got to learn how to hit out of the zone a little bit, because if you don't, you're going to stand there and you're going to get called out all the time.
I'm with you, Marty. It might be more of an old school mentality these days as guys are come up and taught the value of plate discipline and on base percentage means a whole lot more than batting average does these days. So walks are a way to pad that stat and provide value for your club. But, you know, in situations with runners in scoring position, I wholeheartedly agree. You have to swing the bat. If something's close, you can't tempt chance with an umpire.
Yep, I agree. I think that's the key. All right, we got to run. I know it's an early start for us, and we appreciate your being on. Have a safe trip home, and we'll see you during the week.
Looking forward to it, Marty. Thank you.
Thanks, anytime. Thanks, Kerry. It's Kerry Crowley.